Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss Vladimir Prop. Now the dates of Vladimir Prop are from 1895 to 1970. Now he was a Russian literary scholar and also the founding father of narratology. Okay? Along with this he is also a key figure in Russian formalism. Okay? And he with his ideas revolutionized the study of narrative by analyzing the structure of folktales, Russian folktales. Now, there is a very famous work that he has written called Morphology of the Folktale. Okay? Morphology of the Folktale. Now, this came out in 1928. Matlab, he wrote it in 1928, but it was published later on. And in this work, he argues that despite their diverse content, folktales, various folktales share a common underlying structure. Okay? Now, we all know that folktales can be of diverse kinds, yet he says that all folktales share a common underlying structure that is composed of 31 basic functions, okay? 31 basic functions and 7 character types. Okay? Now, also keep in mind that when he first published this work, it did not gain any kind of popularity. But later on, when Claude Lévi-Strauss wrote a critique of this work, and then when Roland Barthes also took up this work by Vladimir Prop became very famous. Now, after that, also keep in mind that a literary scholar called Umberto Eco, okay, Umberto Eco, applied the ideas of Vladimir Prop in analyzing the novels of Ian Fleming, his famous novels called the James Bond novels. Now, we all have heard about the character of James Bond. We all have seen Hollywood movies of James Bond. But keep in mind that this character of James Bond originally was published or originally came out in the form of a novel, in a series of novels written by Ian Fleming. And what Umberto Eco does is, he applies the ideas of Vladimir Prop and does a structuralist analysis, okay, to analyze the narrative structure of these novels. And after applying these ideas, he successfully demonstrated that the stories of James Bond, despite there being variety, okay, we all know that there are different stories, different adventures, right, different missions on which James Bond embarks on each time. Yet there is a predictable and repetitive pattern, and this repetitive pattern closely aligns with the functions as propounded by Vladimir Prop. Okay? And this analysis by Umberto Eco also proves that the ideas of Vladimir Prop can be applied even beyond folktales, even beyond Russian folktales. Okay? Now, along with this, keep in mind that from an exam point of view, they can ask you, in which essay of Umberto Eco has he analyzed the novels of Ian Fleming using Prop's ideas? So, the name of the essay is Narrative Structure in Fleming. Okay, ye title hai. Narrative Structure in Fleming. So, remember the name of this essay. And also keep in mind one more thing. As I told you in the beginning that Vladimir Prop is regarded as the father of narratology. So, along with studying narrative structures, his ideas have also influenced structuralist approaches to literature. Okay, because this is what structuralism says, right? That there are underlying structures which can explain anything. Okay?